Yerushalmi Trimois corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Ayin Vav. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph at the new Perek, Perek Hamafrish. Hamafrish Miksas Truma Umasois Meitzim Mene Truma Alav Avaloi Lamakom Acher. The Mishnah says one who partially separated Truma Maisus means less than the required amount, he should remove the rest of it from the same pile, but he may not separate from it for a pile elsewhere. He may even separate from it for a pile elsewhere. And the Gemara says, "Hamafrish miksas trumos ma'asos." Must you think hamafrish, kishim mafrish v'day to lahafrish? The Gemara says that one who partially separated trumos ma'asos, the Mishnah is discussing when he separated with intent to further separate. Rabbi Shmuel b'shem Rabbi Zera must nisin b'stam. Rabbi Shmuel quoting Rabbi Zera says the Mishnah's case is even when he didn't have that intent. Rabbi Mana said to Rabbi Yudan, is Rabbi Shmuel disagreeing with the Gemara's previous statement? Rabbi Yudan said to Rabbi Mana, Rabbi Shmuel reasons that even if he didn't have specific intent, it's as if he did. And the Gemara asked, what's the difference whether he separates from it for itself or for elsewhere? And the Gemara answers, when he separates from it for itself, we assume that all of the produce that came to his hand was from the tevel, since it is viewed as a continuation of his earlier separation. But when he separates for elsewhere, he is assumed to have taken both tevel and chulin, since the earlier separation was already completed. V'kasha not alahitzim imenu alav kol Hatevel alav yadoi, v'nimlech lahitzim imenu al makam acher, mizeh mizeh alav yadoi, not lahitzim imenu al makam acher, mizeh mizeh alav yadoi, v'nimlech lahitzim imenu alav kol hatevel alav yadoi. The Gemara rejects it and says, no, when he took it in his hand to add to his early separation, we assume that he only took out tevel, but if when it was now in his hand, he instead decided to use it as trimmer for elsewhere, should we be concerned that he has both tevel and chulin in his hand? And we took it to separate for elsewhere, and we are concerned that he has a mixture of tevel and chulin, but then he decides to use it for itself, should we now say that he only has tevel in his hand? And if, when he separated the first time, he gave less than he usually gives, and he then came a second time to complete his separation, we say that he took only the tevel in his hand. But when he separated the second time and ultimately gave more than he usually gives, do we also say that he has chulin in his hand? And Gemara asked if he mistakenly thought they needed to add another two sa of truma, but he only actually needed to add one, do we also say that since he intended the second sa to be also truma, he would have taken from the tevel and he can now use it for elsewhere? Rabbi Imi b'shem Reish Lakish oisa hasa shu moisef oisa oisa truma al makam acha. Rabbi Imi quoting Reish Lakish said that sa could be used as truma for elsewhere. But the Gemara asks, but doesn't the Mishnah teach but not for elsewhere? Tipate b'marbe b'truma, and the Gemara answers that's referring to adding on more truma than he usually gives. Niche b'marbe b'truma of masus lo tani b'shimim ben lokish masus. The Gemara asks, this is understandable for truma, but one is not permitted to add extra ma'isa. Doesn't the Reish Lakish agree that the Mishnah's text includes the case of masus? Ela taima de Reb Shimon ben Lakish mekem de ama kol hatevel al biyadoi ma ben mitzi memenu alav ma ben mitzi menu makamache. Rather, Reish Lakish reasons that when we say that only tevel came to his hand, it makes no difference whether he separates from it for itself or for elsewhere. Meikadoin, the Gemara asks, when then how do you explain the Mishnah's words but not for elsewhere? The answer is, originally he separated from most of the pal, which on a Torah level means that the minority of tevel becomes annulled in the majority of chulin. However, the rabbis decree that it's not annulled, but permitted separating from the same pal, but not for other produce that has a Torah obligation. And we skip a few words in the gift, it should say, Plugta to Chizkiah, Rabbi Yochanan. There's a dispute between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan. Dam Reish Lakish, B'shem Chizkiah, Tevel, Batal, Baroi. Reish Lakish, quoting Chizkiah, says that on a Torah level, tevel is annulled in the majority. Rabbi Yochanan, in a Tevel, Batal, Baroi. Mikivan Shinosan, Daitel, Hafrish, Nistaima, Kolchita, Vechita, the Mekaima. Rabbi Yochanan says, it's not annulled, since he could separate Tumma from the Tevel part to also make it chulin, it is as if he's able to identify each weak kernel of tevel. Vista by Meimer Kador, the Tani Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Tani Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Einoi Motzi Le'alav Le'al Makam Acher. Some wish to differentiate between when he separated for most of the pal and when he did it for less than half, by explaining that, like the teaching of Ablezer ben Yaakov, who disagreed with our Mishnah. He said that if one partially separated Trumas and Maisus, he may not separate from it, whether for itself or for another pile. We're concerned that when he takes some of the pile to separate for the rest or for elsewhere, he might take from produce that's already chulin. Ad kadoi lo nitkan ruba shel kri, nitkan ruba shel kri. The Gemara asked, well, perhaps Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov was only discussing one who didn't yet separate for most of the pile, since on a Torah level he must still separate. But if he did, so the obligation is now only rabbinic, perhaps he would not have said this. But yeva kador ha'ilafonov, beith kriim, echad, hifrish memenu mixas trumos amasus, echad hifrish memenu mixas trumos amasus, ma'o shi yitro mizeh alzeh. Learn from this question. If a person had two piles in front of him, and from each one he partially separated Trumas and Maasas, may he now separate from one for the other? Tamudoi to Rabbi Chia, Shal and Rabbi Chia Rabba, Amaloin, Aksil Chavek Ez Yodah, Ba'icheles Pesoi. The students of Rabbi Chia asked him this question. He answered with the Pasuk in Koheles Perk, Dalet Pasuk Hei, the fool folds his arms and eats his flesh. He ruled, means that he ruled like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and doesn't differentiate between having separated for the majority or the minority of the pile. Rabbi Elazar b'shem Rabbi Chia bar Rabba, in toimim l'amasim mizeh alzeh. Rabbi Elazar, quoting Rabbi Chia the Great, says that it's only for the second pile that he may not separate from the first pile, but he may separate for it itself as he follows the first Tanna.